Without practicing that faith, you will wither in the game of life. A lot of people get bitter. I say don't get bitter over the trials. Get better over those trials.
Thank you for listening to Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.
Keeping the faith in a troubled world. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Encouraging Moments. It's so exciting to be a Christian right now because we can be strong in our faith in this troubled world. And a scripture that comes to mind right away is 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, anything that comes out of my lips or out of my heart, let it be glorifying and edifying to you and encouraging and inspiring to this audience. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to be in John 15, 5 through 16. So let's go ahead, get your Bible out, and let's start reading there in verse 5 of John 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And so this part of the Bible is very, very important. And we're going to be reading these sections. The first point I want to make today to you is God is the source of all faith in life. People miss it. They think they get saved, they're going to heaven, they're born again, but they don't practice. Once you become a Christian, you have to practice the Christian faith. You have to have this relationship with Jesus, this example that Christ gives us. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Well, what is a vine all about? When I was growing up in North Carolina, my grandmother had a wonderful garden, my dad's mother. It was a beautiful garden. It had fruit trees, it had corn, and it had green beans and flowers, and it had all kinds of peaches and everything growing in it. So I grew up understanding this idea of the vine. A vine carries life to the fruit, such as grapes. The vine keeps the fruit above the ground so that the fruit is not eaten or spoiled or stepped on. And this is what I'm talking about to you today, is that the vine is Jesus and we're a branch. Outside of the vine, we can't live the exciting life, the victorious life that God wants us to live outside of Him. And so the vine clings to the fence or tree to keep the fruit safe from the storms. The vine has thorns sometimes on it to keep animals away. At the right time, the vine ripens the fruit, casting it to the ground. And sometimes if it's not eaten, it produces more fruits, more seeds, more vines, and more grapes, and more fruit. And so this is the depiction, the thing that Jesus is saying in this word of John 15, 5 through 16. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. What fruit is he talking about? He's talking about the fruit of God in your life, for your family, for your friends, for the job you have. And we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we should be going out strong in the gospel and in the word of God. And we should be unashamedly, out of love, sharing this word of God with others. And everywhere you go, favor and blessing will come upon you because you are on the vine and you are a branch on the vine. And then Jesus wants to tell you another thing. When you produce this faith, when you produce fruit through being on the vine, John 15, 5, you're going to bear much fruit. That's for your whole lifetime. He's just saying if you stay on the vine, you will bear fruit, and the fruit of your labor will be of God. And so I'll give you an example of that. When our children were young, we just prayed to God, let them to have the Lord as their Savior. And of course, when they became about 8 years old, they realized they needed a Savior. And they made that decision, our two children. Today, they are healthy, wonderful children, young adults, Our daughter has two children with her husband. Our son is an amazing young man, and it's not because of us. It's because of the Lord in their life. Share this faith with your family, and your family will produce good fruit. In your job, be excellent in your job because you're doing it as unto the Lord. And when you're on the vine with Jesus, then he gives you the success that you need. When trials come, and they will come, circumstances will be tough. And when you have tough circumstances in your life, you can bring it to the Lord, and he will absolutely give you the victory through his word and through his Holy Spirit. How do I know this? I've lived it my whole life, experienced it, and the Bible is absolutely true, and God does not lie. The other thing I want to tell you this morning is without faith, you will wither in the game of life. John 15:6 says, if you do not remain in me, if you do not remain in God, in faith with the Lord, if you don't remain on the branch, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. You know, the people that they get all fired up about being a Christian, and we all do, and we all fail, so I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying that if you don't remain on the vine with Jesus, if you don't remain in Christ, if you don't go to church, if you don't follow up, if you don't read your word, the Bible, if you don't practice the relationship, if you don't get in prayer, listen, that's how you become strong in your faith. And when the winds blow, the rains come, you're okay. But woe unto them that walk away because they wither and they are trying to succeed with just their own strength and their own power. Remember what Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's exactly what it means. And so Christ wants to strengthen you your whole life, but you have to be in him. You have to do it God's way. So it's absolute truth that without faith in Christ and without practicing that faith, you will wither in the game of life. A lot of people get bitter. I say don't get bitter over the trials. Get better over those trials. The next thing I want to tell you is if you remain in faith, God will answer your prayers. When Jesus is telling this story, he is telling them absolutely a truth. And I want you to go in your Bible and look down. And this is verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And he tells these disciples that if they will stay in him, whatever they ask in Jesus' name, he will do it for them. And so the power isn't of me. The power is in me through Jesus Christ. The whole issue here is that if we remain in Christ, then and if we're faithful, God will answer our prayers. And I love what it says in John 15:7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now that is one you need to underline and circle and absolutely believe. You want answered prayer? Stay in faith with the Lord. Do not turn to the left or right. Make sure you meditate on this word. Be strong in God's word. Know God's word. Pray in God's word. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Become a powerful person in Christ. You have a calling of God. If you're a Christian, you are called to read the Bible, to pray, to get involved in blessing others, and be a servant leader, and stay on that vine. Make sure you're a branch, a strong branch for your family. What's going to happen is God will release his favor upon your life as you stay faithful to him. And the last thing I want to tell you is keeping your faith will make the joy of the Lord complete in your life. Why are so many people down today? It's because they will not stay connected to the source, God the source, through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings joy. It brings guidance, leadership. It it lets us understand the Bible. It tells us what Jesus wants us to know in this life. And when you're connected to the Holy Spirit and you're connected to the Word of God, keeping the faith in this troubled world is easy, and you will have the victory. Well, I hope this small, concise lesson will really help you. Go back today and read John 15, 5 through 16, and you'll see it. And the last verse I want to bring up to you is this one that Jesus said about joy. He said, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And we all want more joy, and we all need more joy in our life. So every time that you need joy, just get your Bible out, read the inspirational Word of God, pray to God, and joy and the strength and confidence and the power of God will come on your life, and you will be victorious, and you will keep the faith in a troubled world. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, man, I just love you so much. Let me pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for my brother or sister that they will keep the faith and turn away from the world and turn to your Word and be so strong in it and be confident and joyful and have the peace of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until next time, be encouraged.
For more encouraging moments, go to encouragingmoments.com or on Facebook at Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.